come to staff.
Hi, I'm Akihiro Suda from NTT. Today I want to talk about the updates in Dimmer version 2.0. And in this release, we are expanding the project focus to cover hardening AI, as well as easily running containers on laptops. So what is Dimmer? Dimmer stands for Linux Virtual Machines. It's optimized for running containers and AI agents, but you can use it for other workloads as well. And Dimmer features automatic host file system sharing. That means the host file system can be easily shared to the guest operating system. And it also supports automatic port forwarding. That means you can access to the TCP IP ports of the guest OS just as the local host on the host operating system. So you can just access the guest IP just as a local host on the web browser running on the host operating system. And Dimmer comes with built-in integration for several container runtimes, including Containerd, which is the default. And it also supports Docker, Parchman, Kubernetes, and Aptina. And Dimmer supports several host operating systems, but in the case of macOS, you can just use Brew to install Dimmer, Brew install Dimmer, and you can use Dimmer CTL start to start the virtual machine. And you can just prefix the Dimmer command into the Linux command, such as nadctl. Nadctl means containerd CTL, used for controlling containerd. Basically, it's similar to Docker. So this is macOS, and you can just prepend Dimmer to your name, and it's now Linux. And inside Dimmer shell, the host directory is visible. This is mounted on the macOS host operating system. And you can run containers using nadctl command. This launches nadctl container for running Nginx. And you can just access to the guest port as a local host. So this is connecting to the guest as a local host. So basically, it just looks like a process running on the host operating system directly. But actually, it's wrapped in